mutar mishiach yom tefillin, and which malachas osa, whether all malachas are mutar midraise, and only midrabbanan certain malachas are osa, like the shita of Rambam, or like the shita of the Raivet and the Ramban, that certain malachas are osa midraise, only malachas that are done liyumi, like bishlapir, but malachas that are done with man merube, so then the Torah was not matir either, because the Torah was only matir. The malachas, zirch nefesh, that are done liyumi, or because the Torah asat anyomitet, malachas habeidom. Practically the same thing. And what is Melechas Abeido? That's in Lochet that the Odin doesn't do himself, but the Nebe does. Now, so the Ramban says in Melchameis, that you give him a base, you came as a Kosa, a Rashiza, in Mishnosein, which I see the Asur, with Mishnosein, Shalah, Tinsa, מערב יונטב אינם דורם יחיים שאיכו נפש עצמי דבר תיר מוטה לעשי סי יונטב אף על פי שאפשר לעשי סי מערב יונטב ולו אם מחלקים עוד בירו אלו במכשיר and that is המחלקת between the רבונן and the יהודי מרב יהודי דרסים דיקות נקסיב לוחם וכדיב רב רזר אף מכשיר מוטל אף על פי שאפשר לעשי יסוד לצליגה בעיזמו שומילו והוכה והרי מוליך עם סאקים יצל טבו ביונטף סודטיז מכשיר אינוף שריטה and it could be done ערב יונטף so still it's mutter and we shef shall assist in the Arab Yomtev we chayin in the Shrit of the Pesach to do so you're not allowed to carry the Saki on the Korban Pesach and Shabbos the Arab Pesach is on Shabbos Melech b'nodech shalitz name b'chayin meriko ki aseitzi hakim b'kupun כולם מלוכס מורסי וכגן שבס יחיובים עליהם סקילה ויתיר איסון יונטב אף על פי שאפשר לעשה איסון ערב יונטב ולוי אוסרום אפילו מדברי קידן שדרך סודי כחו להיבקה איצי ולא דרך בכל יאי פורדצירך הביאים ויתריכו עלו בשינו מועט only he has to do it al vishinu nishmuz mdechayu mikol mokim lamadnu leichu nefesh shehu muter apal pi sheefsher laseisei vartero bei sheharbei peiris
yes I don't understand this right from the sakin it says you're allowed to bring a sakin on your
to the tabach yeah
but not for mila on Shabbos
I mean to shech the beinim Even though he could have done it Arab Yomtev, he could have brought it to the Sheikh.
Now bringing the stocking is considered Makshir Yoko Nefesh, right?
Makshir Nefesh.
To carry the stocking is Makshir.
That's right.
We paskin by Makshir, it has to be if Efshar Yibod Yom, right?
Yeah, but that's the machleket between Rabbi Yudin and
Rabbanan don't allow any Makshir altogether.
Yeah.
Even
Rabbi Yehuda, some in Rabbanon, there are certain Migdoi. I mean, like Hashchol Sasakim is Muta Ligamre, and Safire Haloch Omerim King.
But I thought that's only if the Sakim broke on Yom Tov. If the Sakim broke Erev Yom Tov, even Rabbi Yehuda will not be mine.
That's right.
So what's the Ramban quoting the case of the Sakim? Where you could have brought it the day before, then it shouldn't be wanted to carry it.
Yeah, because this is more of a machshirim than Hashchol Sasakim. Because Hashchol Sasakim, so you're only machshir, you make it child. But here is the sakim itself, You couldn't.
You mean it's more direct to the Ochel Nefesh?
That's right.
And therefore we have no criteria of Efsher in the Efsher? Is that what they're
saying? That's right.
Well, why would Kiyas HaYisim not be considered a flesh of Ochel Nefesh?
Because you cannot make a fire if you don't have wood.
Yeah, well, obviously.
So that's why you need to follow.
What is the definition of Ochel Nefesh?
Anything that is necessary. For the Ochel
Nefesh.
Anything that is necessary for the Ochel Nefesh.
Why is something referred to as Ochel Nefesh?
Because when you mashkil the sakin or when you fix the shpud, so then it's not the Ochel Nefesh itself, it's only an instrument that is used in preparing the food.
When you prepare the eggs, then it's also not itself. Only so you have the fuel of origin of fire.
Right, exactly the same thing.
So, but the Ramban seems to refer to the Kiyas HaYisim as all of that.
No, so you have to do it al yishino.
But the Ramban says in Muhammad, the Kiyas HaYisim, you can do one of itself, no shinui. So.
You have to do it out in Shino because of the
Shino.
No, that's Machshir on Nefesh. Kiyas HaYisim is Machshir on Nefesh. It's not Ochel Nefesh itself. You don't prepare the fruit for the Kiyas HaYisim.
So, Rebbe, so why does he say that on Shabbos you're not allowed to carry the knife with me?
That's right.
So what's
only the blazer says.
No, even if you're not allowed,
you still carry the knife.
No, according to the blazer, if you couldn't do it, it's mutar if you couldn't do it in the Arab Shabbos. But if you could do it at a Shabbos, so even a blazer is made,
right,
then the mayor is not allowed to carry the
knife. But I know, though, you could.
Yes.
Even though you could do it in the Yom Tov.
That's right.
So we see there's a difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos.
Naturally, yes.
So what's the difference?
The difference is because there is a special Rosh Hashanah.
No, we're talking
about the Ochel Nefesh.
But even Rabbi Lazar, where is Rabbi Lazar's sheet? You're allowed to do Makshire Mitzvah, right?
Makshire Mileh.
Mileh, and the same thing with the Bayadah Mitzvah. Let's say sukkah, right?
Yeah, all right.
So by general,
if it's if shall I say something.
By Yom Tov we have different levels,
that's
degrees
right,
of how close it has to be.
Yeah. Now the Ramban continues with the drushes. Rosrum afil Yivreel, Kidu Shabarasu de Kahu, Livaka. ולודך בכל יעיל והטריחו עלו בשין מועט משמוז מלחיר וכל מוקם למדנו לאכול נפש שהוא מוטה אף על פי שאפשר להסיס את דברתיו ואיש הרבה פרס יהיה שבני ימון ניהולי והצד עצמו אי אפשר להסיס אותו מברב יום he cannot do the ביצות the fish Erev Yom Tov, because it's not under his control. The tzot from the yam. Vim tzot dogim nayam, nayam, Erev Yom Tov, vitzot b'Yom Tov, zu tzeidah acheres. He, so in other words, if first Erev Yom Tov, he was sold the fish from the yam, then he put it in the water in a certain place, in his house, and then he sod again in order to use the fish on Yom Tov. So that's another tzeir.
So what is he's saying that...
In other words, the first tzeir is not muta, but the second tzeir is muta.
Is he saying what Rashi said, that by tzad it's efshar to put them in confinement?
That's right.
That would be called tzad.
That's right.
He's disagreeing with Rashi regarding what tzad is.
The Efshalasis in Tigaharasi, the Efshalasis on the Yonkin, the Mayim Rabinuzal, the Misha also Mitsudose, Reikon, Erev Yonkin, when he's damned away the Yonkin, Elohe, have a yading, Shaloi Kolam Locho, to the Yonkin, Elohe, Hacher, and Maholim Loch, Hamaholim Lochla. כי נפיל איש על חייצבה, אבל לא צריך מלאכיים, שאיבן משוסדון, וכן לעקר דובם איבולי, כי נקצירה ותרביסרו, אלו לחייצבה נסורים, ואין בכלל מלאכס הבדום. אם העמק משם מפורש בראשם, מניים שהם בירים ולטכנים ולמרקדים, רבי יצי בשם לשלוקיש, אך אשר אוכל לכל נפש, הוא לבד יוסר לכם. So how do we know that Beira is not Mutaren? Hakod is not Mutatrin, is not Mutar? Because next to this passage, the Torah says, Ushmartem es Amatzis, and Shimu is Melisha Beirich. So only Melisha Beirich is Mutar. But in the order of the processing of the past, but the melochas that come before the mishes of the Torah is not matter.
Did you say that Shimur is?
What is it?
You say Shimur is Mishas Ksira?
Oh yeah, so the Kashi is, now let's see again, the Rambam, the Ha'afir, Abel, וכן לעקד אבא מגדולה כי נקצירה וצחינה אילו לחייץ בן אסורי ואין בכלל מלאכס עבדה אין עמק מי שמפורש בירושלמי מניין שהם בירים ולטכנים ולמרקדים רגייצי בשם לשלוקי אך אשר יאוכל לכל נפש הוא לבד היעוס עליכם מושמרתם אסמציס כל ממי שבהליך למאי תחינה והקודה בכל שמקציר ותלישו. תונה חסקיה הוא פוליג, he's not חילג, but another פוסט, הוא פוליג, אחו לבדה. הרי הוא מיץ, מכאן שלא יקצה, הרי הוא לבדה יסולית שבורה וזמימאית, שלא יקצה ושלא יתחי, ושלא ירק את ביונדת. פיריש, משמעיס דרשי ובברי הקר נשמעת תחינה והקודו שלא יפיל אותי רבי יונטט על המלוכי של ימון כשחיתה והפיר ובישל אבאילו תיקוני בידי אבני אודם לסקר מהם ליום עם הרבה אומרותירו לסקר כדרכי בחיר ליונטט שלא נתן יונטט שלא יסקים ביום תת ויום עם הרבה ביום עם שלחול ואף על פי שמוצאים הטה במלוכס הללו תכנים נשא הפלפלים ברחיים שלהם וכל הנידוחים כדרכון נאמה תחילי דיני סנאים ותליה ביום תת נדרוס ותנסים והיא תולדה דיבר, הנה מלוכס דיי מינו, because all that is done for the צירך הביאי, יבי בחיר, ומכל מוקי, נשמעתו קצירו ותלביסר, גאיתי לשפיריס הנכוני, שלא יתירו תירו אל הלך שריך לי שבשוס, אבל רק ירדו במגדו האלוהי, ואפילו לפיריס, הנפגומים נהיים לחברי, כי אינטיינים וטיסים, ודתור איזו נת נחלי, כל שקונצילס ברחיים, שאין בכלל מלאכס עבדו, וזהו טעם, משנשינו, ואין צודים דוגים, והויר ומלוכס הלילו עושה לעשי שם ביום תיר, דבר תירו, אף נוכי שעושם בשביל ישראל, אסור ביימו, בזנת הלילה תביננה, ולערב דמה עד כדי שיעשו, כדי ג'ינן ששמינו בשבס, בנוכי שתולש, הסודים, אוי שלילה עיניים לביימו, ואם בשביל ישראל עושה וצורך כדי שיעשו ואדרוייס יזננה למלאכת יונטה ואלוהי דברי רב פופה וכאן, בכל מוקד, דברי רשא ז"ל, בטעם עמוק זה צריכים, רשא says that it's all also, if the guy did it because of מוקסה, לפי שהדובר ידוע, בנוכי שתור השפירס לעצמי, ביונטה, שהם אסורים לישראל ביימון, in other words, the reason as to why we have to resort to the time of מוקסה, when that's in the case where the Nochi did it for himself, so then we cannot say it's also because he's Nene Nechas Yomtev. It's Nene Nechas Yomtev is only Shayach if he saw it, but if he goes there, Tidman Shabbos, if he goes to Basel the Shabbos, so it's not Shayach to say, but then it's also because of Mukse. Hello. Because this name of the case of Miyavi, Yahu, Rifte, he also in Chuzi, being so the Gemara said that it's Muta. Why?
What is the case there?
A certain vegetable, carrots, that the Goy brought a mountain, and he picked the carrots.
And why did he do it? For himself?
For himself.
And what happened then?
One second. Why? Because he did it for himself. Keep me should be still at me also. I'm the Shabbos Mutaras in Israel. But I'm easy very cocky. כיש מוחי שלא כתסובי בשבס לעצמי שמותורים משום מוחי שבס ובאסון גדימו קצת בקוז יתוז במחובר על שבס אלו ישראל לא עושה ויצורך כדי שיעס so since it's also משום מוקסה so he still has to wait כדי שיעס but that's only משום זה it's not שייך to say after Shabbos that there is a Nisa Mooks. בשבס נטרס לישראל, וכן אני עושה בשביל קריאות עם נוחי שלא הוקים לי כעשור משם, וצורן כבר עשור עשור עם תיבי קצה, אלו, בין ביונטה בין בשבס, תנקיו, עשור עם משומו קצה לדעס הרב, אוי שלי לכלל, זירו של פרס הנוש ומשחיל, דהו משום שם יאון ניסליק, ומיילו מפורש, ומסניסים למצוא לסחיוס ואיפס
So I understand what the question, what the answer is to the question. We see the Gemara Shabbos permits carrots, which should be said, the case where you
put
carrots to Mechuzah. And you're allowed to eat those carrots, right? The Jew is allowed to eat those carrots.
After Shabbos.
Not on Shabbos?
Not on Shabbos.
I mean, the reason you can't, the Gemara says not on Shabbos?
Not on Shabbos.
Only after Shabbos?
Only after Shabbos.
And you have to wait today to Yasser?
Yes.
Because it's Mukse.
Not because Mukse. The after Shabbos, the Gemara is a Mukse. But it shouldn't be learning from something. First of all, it is since it was Mechuba on Shabbos, some melee. There is Exeira, maybe he'll tell again, to pick, he'll tell the boy to pick on Shabbos. So because of that, the Chachon Masad.
So it's not because of Mukse?
But then he says Mukse also, because he'll be never from Lisa Mukse. Two times.
So we need to read that now.
Ron explains. Ron says that for that day itself, you need the reason of Mukse. Because since the guy is doing it for himself, not for the Jew, so why is it also for the Jews? Because of Mukse.
Mukse. And after Yom Tov, because he'll be Nene.
Yeah.
If you apply the Xera after Yom Tov, you should certainly apply it during Yom Tov.
Of course.
It's not only Yom Tov for.
Of course, Yom Tov is also.
So, Mamonosha, if you say that during Yom Tov itself, you cannot make it awesome because of the Xera, because the Goy is doing it for himself,
yes.
Then even after Yom Tov, it shouldn't be a problem. You shouldn't have to wait to get Shiyasa. How is it that after Yom Tov you do apply the Xera, and during Yom Tov you don't apply the Xera?
During Yom Tov you don't have to resort to the Xera.
What?
It's Mukta Mamek.
Yes, I'm just...
But after Yom Tov, we have to resort to Xera. I mean, very quite simple.
What?
During Yom Tov, so you don't have to resort to Xera.
We don't resort, but we could resort to Xera.
Yeah, but you don't have to do it.
Because we have
Mukta. We have Mukta. But after Yom Tov, we have to resolve
it. It's both. During Yom Tov, it's both.
That's right.
There is no Xera during Yom
Tov. We don't have to resolve it.
No, it depends.
One second. Now anyway, we don't have to go over the whole Mohammed. But I would like to discuss the Machlekes in Yerushalmi in Beitze as to why we say that Breire Tchinen HaKodi Zosa. So one Mandoma learns that from Asher Yochem Lichol Nefesh, not Niyuti. So Nisha Beile, and then the Torah says Ushmahat Samatis. So Nisha Beile. One Mandoma says because Asher Yochem. So we have three words, we are Memai, three Melochas. Prayre, Tchile, and Hakon. So, what's that? On a practical level, there seems to be no Nafkemine. But what is the Nafkemine? If we learn it out, Nisha Beile Ich, so, because of Shmata Besa Matzis, so the Shilu of Matzis, Mifimutz, begins at Lisha, so then, Melechas Yechol Nefesh, that the Torah was Matir, depends upon the stage when it requires it. If we learn it out from muting, so it doesn't depend upon Shimon Mechilut. Now, there is in the Mechilte, in the Bay, Ushmata Mesamatzis, so one time it says that Ushmata Mesamatzis, and the other Tana says, Al tikcho matzis ala mitzvahs. So, she mitzvah abo liyot chotach mitzvah. So the Malbim explains it doesn't mean the general din of mitzvah abo liyot chotach mitzvah. That's in the Chassidus, and here is the din deraisi. But according to Mandoma, who says that tishmat musamatzis means kipshutim matzis, so it means it has reference not only to Matzah Mitzvah, but to the Matzah of Kol HaPesach. So one has to eat only Matzahs that were Mishnah Mechinus. Why do we have a special posseg that he has to eat only Matzahs that was Mishnah Mechinus? After all, if it was not Mishnah Mechinus, so there is a Shosha of Chomes Mamish. The answer is, suppose we know now, retrospectively, that it wasn't Nichmas, because there are simoni, let's say, Hirsifu Pomov, or Malech Hagovim Zdokim Zdokim, so if it's not Malech Zdokim Zdokim, it's not Hirsifu Pomov, Chlekes, Ramei, Arab Yude, so then it's not Chomets, so there is no Isha Chomets, but since at the time of the Mishnah, so, the Lisha was left in the condition of becoming Chometz, even though retrospectively later we know he did not become Chometz, so it is still Osa. It's still Osa. But that's not Mitzad Isa Chometz, but Mitzad Yese of Ushmartem Esamatis. Now the Rambam, that's the Shita of the Rif also. That's why there are certain people who are Makpid to eat Shmure all Pesach, not only at the Seder. It's not because of the Goyim Shite that there is a kiyum, a mitzvah of matzah on Pesach. No, not because of that, but because of the shita of the Rif and Rambam. Mishum shenema ushmartem es ha-matzis kileima nizuaru bimatzo vishimro iso mikol tzatchim lifi chochom ruchachomim tzolchodom lizoye abidogon sheichel meno b'pesach nadavke seida shim pesach shaliyobi olod mai acha sheniksa ad sheliyye beishum chimutz. So, Dogon Shemitva Bino or Shinofu or Mayim, Kishayim Shosal Eichoi, Kach Osal Kaini, Elomechi Li Yisroel Midi, Kidishi Yechlenu Kidma Pesach. In other words, if the Dogon was Mitva Bino, even though it was not Nisbaka, so until the grain is Nisbaka, so we know it couldn't become Chomez, but since it was in the condition to become chometz, even though retrospectively we know it did not, it was not machmitz, so it is osa. So it is osa. In other words, that is, if retrospectively we know that it wasn't nichmat, so it's only an isa v'rabonon. But it's a mitzvah mideraisa to be mishamei al dematzis of Pesach, so that they should not become chometz, even though we know later on that he did not become chomet. Now,
and if you would, you would be open to this assay?
What is this? Yes. Now, the Malmishne says, now look at this, the Lemiska, the Halochas, the Leibidiv, Rabbeinu, Shum Chiluk, Bein Amatzo, Shalayla, Orgishay, Limatzo, Shadam Eichel, Bishoy, Mea Pesach. Elo, Shem, Seif, Arvei Pesachim, because for Rav Alfiz is all, he had the Leslie Kula Suda Semimati the Nintre, and like a Zayis the Hood, the Ninta, Hood the Islay Ochel Bereish. So the Rif doesn't say if he doesn't have any Matzah Shmure, except one Kazayis, he shouldn't eat any Matzah altogether. But he has to eat that Kazayis, and then he can eat other Matzah. Heiru zal sha'ashimore mimiyaki ulchatchile ro la'aseisi v'chol adobot. So that's ilchatchile mideraisi elo sheini mimiyaki elo belaylo rishi shi'chibo le'echir matzah mshumeches v'ze hechach l'forish v'divrei v'chein mashma asu yeshom v'chol shom v'yav.
Great, so according to this, on the Leo Seder, the Seder 9,
yes,
you should not eat matzahs pshutos?
Of course not.
In addition, let's say you ate all the
human,
you shouldn't eat the matzah balls, or?
It's not matzah balls, that's not machmitz after it was nefe. Chassidim makpit on shruye, why are they makpit? Because maybe a piece of matzah was not nefe, became more. As a matter of fact, this can only happen in hand matzah. Not in machine matzah. I never saw a piece of machine matzah that was not baked, unless the first matzahs in the first oven. So that is thrown away. But what the Goyim is chilek on that, there's the Rav Shmuel Paschus, we cannot eat shulah on Pesach. So because of that, they only eat hachin shal pesach, they don't make up, you know, for all the other 7 days. So the Goyim says, no, you don't have to be makpid, because the Tisefta says, ha ofu ve'akol ein machmitz. So ofu means baked. What is kolu? Kolu means it went through the oven. So as long as it went through the oven, so mele it's not machmitz anymore.
So,
but, yes.
Is there a reason some people will eat the brachas on Pesach the same night all the brachas?
Well, the Beis Halevi had that minute. He didn't eat Knei Lachzir night, but he ate the other days of Pesach, he ate Knedlach. But Reb Chaim ate Knedlach. He didn't say that.
What
do you
use
it
to Pesach
Lechemonim? Yeah, because Pesach night, because of Lechemonim, he's right. Reb Chaim wasn't marked. But my father told me that when guests came, he didn't do it, he didn't do it later. But when all the guests left, so
it was after the afikoman
already. Chaim started to say that very late. Very late, because he waited for the sixth of the day.
They say that
Chaim
didn't wait for Siddharth.
No, he did. He did. And the Zexto in those places was very late. Right.
He was very afraid of the Zexto, so he was afraid Shemishan was not close. He wasn't really mad for the Zexto to arrive.
No, why not?
He was afraid Shemishan was
not close,
remember?
No, he made sure that he should finish the Seder by midnight. By midnight, okay, so that you make sure.
What's a Zexo?
What?
What's a Zexo?
Six of the day.
Since when do we see this, the concept of...
There's the Gemara in Pesachim here. All right, no, anyway. Uminag HaPashut Yodua Hashem Shalmu Namatzo Neish Ksire למצו של מצווה ושור היום איך לי מפה שמשמרי אוי שאי מחימוץ משסליש והרבה המפורשים כוספו שמיצה מן המופרע ואיתו הוא זה עד בקיימו לו נשאג בשימו וקדם לישה לקני שחיתים ולשומרו מפסח ודע שמצו של מצווה אם לא שעקום ולחר הישית בקוטן, אפילו אחי במינים על גביהם, אז לא יוצא, וכן הלו הרעש מוזב, כראש ישראלית, and the Mechaba mentions several days. In other words, whether we meet Shimo Mishas Ksire, Rib Shiten Rambam, or Shimo Mishas, Mishas Lishe, and the Rosh mentions Shimo Mishastkine. The reason is why the Rosh mentions Shimo Mishastkine is not Shayach today, because in those days they used to mill the wheat in water mills. So there was a possibility that the water from the mill would drip on the chit. That's the reason. Today is not Shayach. We don't use water mill. Either we use a machine mill or a hand mill, but no water mill.
Was the Rambam devoted to the rest that could be you can eat matzahs pshutos? Let's say not other person, like the rest of
them. Yes, sure. That's what my Mishnah says.
Oh, they agree completely.
Complete
difference.
You know. Now, why is there a difference between the two Shimos? Shimon Shem Matzahs Mitzvah is only, according to one Shita, is Mishas Ksir. But Shimo for all Pesach is only Mishas Lishi.
So when the Rambam says that Mishnah says that Mechachil Lishi, Mechachil Lishi, Meshomer, Kol Pesach, that's
Mishas Ksira.
Mishas Ksira.
Yeah, but I'm asking, why is it that even the Eved, so Matz Mitzvah requires Shimo Mishas Ksira, according to the Rambam, and Matzis of all Pesach require Shino only Mishas Mishas
Lishi.
That's right. The answer is because Lishi is the moment when the source of Chinuch is inside Lishi. Before Lishi, so the source of Chinuch is not inherent in Lishi. What is the possibility? Before Tzirei, so there is no possibility of chinuch, because even if it will keep on raining and pouring day and night, so as long as it's mechuber and it's Ksir, Tzorich, Likarke, it cannot be machnit. That's the business why, when we are Ketzer, wheat for matzes, so we have to be Ketzer while it's still not completely ripe. So then it couldn't be machnit, no matter how much it rained. So, but after, so the source of chimutz is inherent in the is itself. That's the reason as to why the Rashba says that if it wasn't nishtameir milishe beileich, and it was done, the lishe and the afiye was done by nakum or chereshet mikotin who are not nishimu, so it cannot be used for matzis mitzvah. It cannot be used for matzis mitzvah. Why not? But after all, Yisrael is in his al-gabov, and he watches, so he knows that it wasn't his chametz. The answer is, in order to be used for matzis mitzvah, so then the one who makes the lishe has to be mishamaret. But when Nakum does it, and Yisrael is in his al-gabov and watches him, he has a mashgiach. So in other words, so not the Akum is watching it, but Yisrael, the mashgiach, who is in his al-gabov, is watching it. So why? Because in other words, so the Akum will not let off his hands because he doesn't want to be fired from his job. So Mimele, it's not considered nishtamer. It's not considered nishtamer. That's the reason as to why the Rishonim and the Chalek between Shimur Matzis Mitzvah and Shimur for the Matzis of all Pesach.
So where do you see the Rishonim and the Chalek with that? If I see a piece of Matzah and I know that it was done
by God, but I saw. Even though Yisrael was in Zalgabo, so it cannot be used for Matzis Mitzvah.
No, it can be used for all Pesach.
Yes, you can use it for this.
Initial was done by a Jew.
So then it cannot be used, even the other.
What is wrong with that?
The Rambam says that it has to be mishtamer l'shem matzeh. Kol halachatech, chal esteidu kiki nozik, she'oso isha le'atzmo, en yeitzim behem, even though it was mishtamer al-dikian, the best mashgich in the world, she'nemar u'shmartem es ha-matzis, matzo ha-mishtameres, u'matzo bilvadu she'yeitzim bo, aber zu mishtameres lina zedach. Yeah, not only has to be mishtameres.
What? Hey, rest of Pesach?
Of course!
Yeah, so for the Rambam, did he have to eat something to agree the lisha on the rest of Pesach?
That's right.
I can't.
Yes.
There's no shimur there.
So no shimur. It has to be nishm tana mechimutz, but if it was done by goy and Yisrael in the Gabov, so it was nicht tana
mechimutz. So the Sham is referred to the shimur and the mechimutz.
That's right.
No special shimur.
Wait, this is all Vitiyavet, right?
What is that?
This is all Vitiyavet.
What?
This is Vitiyavet. Not the fifth point, right?
No, if it was done by Goy and Yisrael in the Gabov, so you didn't have to read something.
What about the Rambam? The Shita Sarambam?
What's the Rambam Shita? I mean, the Rambam Shita is that there is a mitzvah in the Raise to make sure that it shouldn't come with the Chemus. But it was made sure it will not come with the Chemus. There is a Yisrael in the Gabov, so you made sure.
So what's the difference between the Rambam and the other Rishonim? What are the other Rishonim? What's so special about the Rambam? What are the other Rishonim say? What is the makom between the Rambam and the Rishonim? One hand and the other Rishonim.
Because
what do they say?
According to the other Rishonim, so you don't have to be mishamaret mechimutz al be Yisrael altogether for the rest of Pesach.
Well, no, I'm sorry, I'm going to make sure it's not coming.
No, But if it's Yisrael with Al Gabov, so you make sure it's not Chomer.
According to you said even the Rambam will be molded to that.
That what?
That if it's Yisrael with Al Gabov.
In the Chanamim.
So I don't see the difference in Al Yisrael and the Rambam.
Who said there is a big
difference? The Market Mishnah, he says the Shita Sarer and the Rambam.
Yes, he says it's a Midas Chassidus.
Midas Chassidus
is not the Rambam. The Rambam is Mashma, the whole Pesach is really happy.
What does the Magmishna say that the Chatchile you should watch, it should be, the Lisha should be made by Yisrael,
yeah,
and not...
He says, where
does he say it? One second. You mean Perkei Alachates?
Yeah.
One second. We have a mishok. The Aminat Akashu Kedua, Shaman and Matsum, Shaskira, the Matsu Shalmuts, who shall have your Nechum in Passion, Shaman and some Fimus, which are Slish. We have a mishok, Kasu, Shemitsum and Mukra, the Hindu say. The Kaimalon, the Saga, the Shimo, the Kedem Lishe, Litni Schitim, and the Shomron, the Pesach. So it's Mitzvah Namufkam.
But I think he's saying that's only according to other Rishonim, but according to the Rambam, it's a real effective.
No.
He says, it's Mashma that way. The Rambam has a lot of Pesach, he doesn't distinguish. He just says that the...
You know, the Rambam Alochetes only says that he's right.
You shouldn't
never try to mark the problem. Yeah, okay, so that means that you have to be Zoya. But if Yisrael is in the Al-Gabov, so you are Zoya.
Right. Look in the beginning of the Maimonides Mishnah, where it quotes the Rebbe.
Yeah.
For when we start the Halachos, and lo bidzit divrei Rabbein, shum chilo, bein hamatzah she'alishon, hamatzah she'ar demoko b'shar yimei
Pesach. In other words, there's no Shimo. All together, that's what
well, it is. According to the Rambam, yeah. Can you eat Matz Mitzvah that was the seal was done by a guy? Because the Jews are alive.
Yes, sure. Okay. Yeah. All right, now. Yeah, there's a machlekes between the Bach and the Taz. I don't want to go into that. That's right. It's in Beis Yitzchok years ago. Now,
wait, baby, so yes. How are you tying this in to the Yerushalmi?
What?
How are you tying this in to the Yerushalmi? Well, you discussed the various shittas by Shimon by Marzo. Yeah, what does this have to do with the Hekios by Hoga Snoga?
Because Shwab and Samat is
the Yerushalmi. So you would say that according to those shittas that say you need Shimon from Tiro to Eilat, you would not need
that's only Matzah Mitzvah. In other words, the Hekesh between Yomtev and Lachas Yomtev and the Torah and Shimu is based upon the Shimu Matzah Mitzvah, not upon the Shimu of all of this. There is nothing to do with that.
There's nothing to do with the Hekesh.
Just a separate Mitzvah. A separate Mitzvah. It's not even a Nisar Esse, it's a Chiyu Esse. If it had been a Nisar Esse, so how could the Yid be mad here if he has only one Kazayis? But can we enter? It's a Nisar
Esse.
That's right. Okay. It's only a Chiyu Esse.
You see, Rebbe mentioned this because of the pasuk that the Yerushalmi mentions about Shvat and Samar. So it has nothing to do with the Nekesh.
That's right.
Okay. Now, according to the Rambam, he says, Melech HaSavoja.
Yeah.
Right? So making cheese, right? If you make cheese on Yom Tov,
you got it. Yeah.
Yeah. Would the Ramban permit making cheese on Yom Tov?
Why should he do that? I mean, that certainly can be done before Yom Tov. I think the cheese will be better even today with all the technology. So it would be better if it is done before Yom Tov.
You make one cheese for a lot of days.
And how? Sure. For years, you make it today.
And what about the milking the cow?
virgin cow and so it's in Machlek, it's a shame in the Kuri Behemo, it's in Loch in the Reise, or it's in Loch in the Rabbono. Because in Dishe, what's the Loch of Kuri? Dishe, and there is a Loch in Dishe, we do a karke. So in Perik HaMetzmiya, the Atunishim is in Dishe. One Loch means that this Behemo is not really karke, vegetables. Payless after the card, so there is no insubstitution in the rice. And then another Russian thesis last year is that the card doesn't mean something that grows with card, but something that is sustained by card. And since the